breathing in and out. And as you breathe in, let's go ahead and sigh. And with that sigh, we're triggering the body to respond, go right into the parasympathetic system, the system of relaxation and regeneration. Go ahead and ground yourself to the center of the earth, sending a grounding cord down from the perineum down to the center of the earth. And then let's go ahead and set the whole body on release and release that which is not me. Anything that's not you, that might be a squatter, might be some weird energy floating through the body. Pain is not you, folks. Let's go ahead and release that down. Doing a great job. Ladies, I'd like you to ground your ovaries with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down through the perineum, down to the center of the earth. And gentlemen, ground your testicles with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down to the center of the earth. And let's go ahead and set those glands on release. For ladies, you're releasing the healing projects. For gentlemen, you're releasing aggression and competition, things that keep you pulling outward. And just for the moment, we want everyone inside their body, owning their body, living in their body. And continuing to breathe in and out, we're going to pop to the center of the head, and we're going to wash out the center of the head. And you can do it with a fire hose, you can do it with a vacuum cleaner, whatever you like, but I'd love for you to see yourself capable of clearing out looping thoughts, worries, concerns, just muddle and gray feelings. Open a trap door out the back of the head, and let's just let it all go. You're doing a great job pulling the aura into 18 inches around the body. This is a beautiful rainbow aura today. And I'd like you to put a golden Roomba, a vacuum cleaner, in your aura, starting at the top of your head and spiraling down around your body and all the way down, vacuuming up all the dust bunnies and fuzz balls that have you picked up as you've gone about your day. Again, things that would have you be disassociated with your body. Let's let all of that stuff go. And when the vacuum cleaner, the Roomba, is done doing its job, I want you to throw it down the grounding cord. And then returning to the center of the head, you as a spirit, taking a position of authority, of love, of peacefulness, and centeredness, surveying the body, feeling into the body, what do you love? What parts of the body do you love? What parts of the body are you learning to love? What parts of the body have been in pain and need lots of tenderness? Just like a child who's scraped their knee, you'd be so gentle and tender with them. Now it's time to be gentle and tender with yourself. Breathing in and out. And again, we're still surveying the body. And I'd love for you to feel more connection with your legs. So many people get completely disconnected with their legs. So let's imagine that quantum pleasure field is permeating all the cells of your body, but especially where your legs attach to your hips and your thighs and your pelvic cradle in there. Seeing how that just makes a really beautiful connection all the way down, how you are now one being, all the way to the tips of your toes and the tips of your fingertips. And I'd love for you now to bring your spirit into your body in a really powerful way. And we're going to use the quantum pleasure field to really clear blocks that haven't allowed you to fill out your body. I like to imagine when the spirit clicks into the body, it's like clicking in a seatbelt in the car. You know how you get that nice click? We want the whole spirit to click all the way into the toes, the legs, the arms, the torso, neck, and head, and really have the spirit fill out to the outer edge of the skin. And then assert, I own my body. This is my body. I love my body. I cherish my body. I own my body. Tadastu, so be it.